You've come to rely on my regular attitude adjustments that put you in your place. You know that my verbal humiliation makes you a better man, and you've finally stopped pretending otherwise. Everyone else in your life is too shy to tell you what you already know. You're a weak and pathetic man, ruled by his cock. The women in the office catch you staring at their asses all the time. You don't seem to know it's no longer 1963, and working women aren't there for you to visually paw at them. I know you know better, but you can't help yourself. You're a lowly worm with no self-discipline. I call you into the conference room and remind you to quit staring at women because it makes them uncomfortable. Even though you promise not to stare at your assistant's long, sexy legs in her nylons, she ends up asking to be transferred to a female supervisor. This is the last straw. I demand you to come into my office to work this out with your assistant. She's mortified and too afraid to speak in front of you. You seem to know how effective your intimidation is, and you smugly sit there denying everything. That is, until I tell you to stand up, and your assistant and I begin unfastening your pants. You're such a chauvinist, you immediately think we've finally come around to your kind of thinking, and have decided we must suck your cock now. No such luck. Your assistant and I see your red, horny dick sticking out under your shirt. We can't help but laugh. That's the ugliest cock we've ever seen. I can't believe you think we'd go anywhere near it with our mouths. Ugh! Wisely, you put your dick back in your pants and slink away. After word gets around, we don't have any more trouble out of you in the office. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you want to talk to me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.